German words, but I couldn't hold a conversation in German with any, especially with the German people in Germany. See, our German was all, it was just different what the Germans speak in Germany, because I have a sister-in-law that's a German, she's in German, she's, her husband just went over there, retired from the army and went over there, she works for the government over there in West Germany, mm-hmm. in Munich. And see, there's a big army installation there. And she never would try to talk German to me because it wouldn't do no good, because I wouldn't understand what she's talking about.
Mm-hmm. Are there still people in there? I know that there were a lot of German settlers who came to Houston and this part of Texas. Are there still people here around this area who still speak German?
That I couldn't say, because now back out in there, out around where my mother was raised, and back around Roselle and Tomball, I imagine there's quite a few, but there's probably a lot of them in Houston that still speak German. Mm-hmm. The kind of German we speak here, we speak, our German is a lot different than what German is. It's more different than our English is from Britain.
Mm-hmm. When you were in the Merchant Marines, did you get a chance to speak German? There, did you?
No, I sailed with two ex-German soldiers, but I never did get acquainted with them. They were working in an American Merchant Marine, mm-hmm. but I never did get. Oh, they we'd say some words in German. At that time, I could speak mm-hmm. German pretty fluently. My mother would write me letters, and when they'd always want to know how I could read them. I'd tell them, well, I'll tell you what, the way she reads them, the way she writes it, see, what if she could maybe take one letter, why, and it would mean the same thing as what we use in English, maybe with four letters.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was all there was to that, and I could read her right, and I learned to spell and mm-hmm. count in German when I was before I went to school, but that's about all. I didn't ever learn to read German.
Mm-hmm. If you wanted to buy some tables and chairs and things like that, what kind of store would you go to nowadays?
Back way back there, out in a small town where you'd go to a mercantile store.
Uh-huh.
In other words, it sold everything from guns to shoes.
Uh-huh. So that's where you go if you wanted to buy.
But here in the big town, we always had, as far as I know, we always had dry goods stores and clothing stores. The stores weren't particular like they are men's and women's stores. They were more or less general. Mm-hmm. Dry goods store. That's what they were called.
What general name would you have for all the things in your house, like the tables and chairs and so forth?
Hmm.
Well, where would you go to buy them nowadays?
Well, you'd go to, well, Sears and Roebuck is something like what the stores used to be like.
Uh-huh.
That's a good example. Montgomery Ward, the same thing. That's something like it used to be. Now I know now there's a lot of other big chain outfits are doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the grocery stores weren't connected. They were separate departments. Hinkey and Pilatz's, which is Kroger's now, they used to have in there. When you go to the store there, where they had long counters in front of the shelves, and the shelves were way up like mm-hmm. this. And you'd tell the clerk what you want.